Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 360. Cherishing the blessed hope. It's nice to remember that if and when we die, we can come up in the first resurrection. But is that the blessed hope Paul talks about in this passage? The grace of God that brings salvation to all men margin has appeared, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hardly. The blessed hope is that of being alive and remain on the earth to welcome the Son of God at His second coming. Some say it doesn't matter. We can come up in a special resurrection prior to His coming and thus remain, but this implies there is no real significance to the signs of the times we have witnessed for the past century and a half. Multitudes of believers have died in the past 2,000 years. But Daniel's time of the end defines when these who cherish the blessed hope will be living, and that time is now. It's Paul's last days he speaks of. And it's the same time Jesus speaks of. There will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars. And on the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, men's hearts failing them for fear, and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. Know that the kingdom of God is near. Matthew adds, even at the doors. The Son of Man is coming in and are when you do not expect Him. The suddenness of His coming will surprise everyone. Cherishing the blessed hope of seeing Him come in your lifetime is not a quirky little idiosyncrasy for unbalanced elders. It's Christian duty for us all because it's present truth faith.